This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning, Power Hour Nation. It is 1/23/2019. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. ThePowerHour.com is our website and ThePowerMall.com. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. As usual, it is so good to be with you. Now, one of the big pushes, obviously, if you've been listening, you know, some of you have been soaking this up like a sponge. Some of you say, this is too much, this is boring me. We've tried to connect you back to our heritage, our history, the Constitution, the foundation of this country, what it means, the uniqueness, all of that. We've gotten to the point where we're ready to go a little further and, you know, delineate some more knowledge and some more specifics. The guy we're having on today, Eric Mattson from TeamLaw.net, can do that. And we have first-rate people on, you know, Brent Johnson and Kelby Smith and Al Whitney's been on to talk some of these specifics. Eric Mattson today. I think you're really going to enjoy this. It's going to be a little different perspective. We are going to specifically travel from the Constitution to today and what has changed and where it has changed. And I think it'll become very, very clear to you what has been done. It'll be obvious, I think, when we're done, hopefully, and what that means. Very important. Eric Mattson will be on. He'll join us on here in about 30 minutes. We're going to do news before then. My Uncle Kevin is joining us, and we'll go over some of this news. Welcome, Uncle Kevin.
It's great to be back on the Power Hour, Dan. It's another great day in America.
My uncle, I call him Uncle Kevin because he is my uncle, but Kevin Smith is a co-author of the book Forever, 1776, that we wrote together. And he loves freedom, and he wants you to be free. So here we are. Some news stories out of activist post. U.S. State Department email from 2012 states, quote, Al-Qaeda is on our side in Syria.
Oh, boy. Yeah, right.
I thought Al-Qaeda was our enemy. I thought that's who we're fighting.
That's who we were fighting, yeah.
Well,
we were arming them, and then we were fighting them.
Oh, that can't be true.
I think it is.
There's no way that could possibly be true. What are you talking about? The Moriartys were not only, they were the first to say this, but they were one of the first to come on a show and give details about the connections and the tribes, and they knew all this and what Al-Qaeda was and the American government. And notice how, what does Trump say we defeat? Oh, ISIS. ISIS we defeated in Syria.
Right.
Well, it's easy to defeat somebody when you were funding them to begin with.
Yeah, just cut up their money.
Just cut up their money. They're defeated. Look, we won.
Done. They ain't got no gasoline.
Yeah. There's no one in those white Toyota trucks they can run around
on.
Man,
they were nice. Did you ever see a picture of them?
Yeah,
beautiful four-wheel drives with 50 calibers in the back.
They could drop off a couple of those in the driveway if they want, if they have nothing else to do with them. Venezuela, you know the situation down there. They're eating dogs.
They're gone.
The dogs are gone.
Cats are gone, too.
Oh, my gosh.
That was about a year and a half ago.
Okay. A silver dollar, just so you know, we talked about gold and silver, Joseph Meyer the other day. A silver dollar still is buying the equivalent of about $250 worth of groceries in Venezuela right now. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. The equivalent of American $250 in groceries. So it tells you the power of gold and silver in these type of situations. Anyway, Maduro has made a mess of it. Some of the countries, Brazil, I think there were four countries around there, Argentina, a couple of the others, were basically saying, Maduro, you got to go. I mean, your people are dying. They're leaving their country in mass. They're coming here. This is a problem. Well, the Venezuelan opposition leader declares himself the interim president. Guado, I don't quite know how to pronounce his name. I apologize. Juan Guado. And the U.S. has now recognized him as the acting president. I mean, when the U.S. decides that you're the president of something like Venezuela.
Did the CIA give him the okay?
Apparently. Somebody did.
If they did, that's not good news.
Well, it's good news. Maduro's killing people. I mean,
they're
destroying things out there. Yeah. So maybe this is actually the CIA doing something good.
I hope so. There's supposedly like up to 1,000 people a day starving to death or dying of hunger-related illnesses.
Well, people don't, you know, that big study by that Russian academic scientist, there were 7 million people in America who starved during the Depression. In America.
Yeah.
I mean, this could turn quickly. And
that's in America. And they said all the wildlife almost disappeared in America, too, during the Depression.
Davos Economic Forum, Dell CEO rejects Ocasio-Cortez tax plan. You know her plan, how she wants to tax everybody a certain 70%.
70%.
He's like, hold on, Missy. Hold on there, Sapphire, as Amos and Andy used to say. UN demands illegal aliens get, quote, equal access to health care. What does that mean?
And they wanted to give them free. Free.
The UN World Health Organization, WHO, is demanding Europe create, quote, culturally sensitive, refugee-friendly healthcare systems. You know, I would like an American-friendly healthcare system. Can we have that?
We have millions of people uninsured in this country. Take care of Americans first.
Well, I don't know if I want, you know, it's a fine line. Do I want the healthcare is such a, you know, we can even argue about that word. It's not healthcare. Sick care.
Yeah, sick care, but everybody's sick in America, just about.
Anyway, moving on, just to let you know about that. In his first report on the health of non-European migrants living on the continent, WHO cites, quote, xenophobia and sovereignism, the defense of national sovereignty, as a major barrier in the way of establishing refugee and migrant-friendly healthcare system. You mean people like their country and don't want to give their money away, and so that's xenophobia, and so that's stopping the UN's plans?
That is correct. I think they're putting that in Webster's Dictionary.
That's in the fine print,
yeah.
on the bottom, in Webster's. Okay. Donald Trump informs Nancy Pelosi he will not cancel State of the Union address. Have you ever heard of the head of the House or the Senate, either one, ever tell the president that they can't have a State of the Union address?
I'm not aware of it. I don't.
I mean, maybe there is. Maybe you guys can email and let us know. I don't know anything.
No, I never heard of it.
Who in the hell does she think she is?
Obviously, she thinks she's the president. Maybe she's planning on it.
I don't know. I don't want to say too much. I don't really know at this point.
Yeah,
it's all speculation. Yet. But just the fact that she's saying this, and are you kidding me?
They want to impeach Trump and take out Pence at the same
time.
And then Pelosi will be the president.
Well, that's what they say.
Maybe that's her ambition.
Well, that's what they say. DHS reports cyber attack on Fed websites. Department of Homeland Security warns of recent cyber attacks. You can get all these news stories at thepowerhour.com, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. Uncle Sam wants your DNA. The FBI's diabolical plan to create a nation of suspects. You know, we've talked about that 23andMe. What's the other one? Ancestry.com.
Yeah.
They're always on TV. And the kids' movies, the associated with 23andMe. You know, your DNA. Oh, look, learn about your ancestry. You know, never mind the fact that we'll lie about it.
Well, they lie about it.
Just to mess with people. But, and how dangerous that is. Okay, however dangerous that is, multiply that times about 100 when the government decides they want your DNA. And they want a database of everybody's DNA. The Rutherford Institute, of course, our man John Whitehead there. As more and more data flows from your body and brain to the smart machines via the biometric sensors, it will become easy for corporations and government agencies to know you, manipulate you, and make decisions on your behalf. Well, it sounds like what they're doing already, doesn't it? Even more importantly, they could decipher the deep mechanisms of all bodies and brains and thereby gain power to engineer life. If we want to prevent a small elite from monopolizing such godlike powers, and if we want to prevent humankind from splitting into biological castes, the key question is, who owns the data? Does the data about my DNA, my brain, and my life belong to me, to the government, to a corporation, or to the human collective? That was from Professor Yuval Noah Harari. That's a good question.
Yeah. Well, when I had that operation and they cut that part out of me, the nurse came up to me with a release, wanted me to sign it, hand it over to the government. And I said, no way. Get out of here, lady.
Well, the babies, they've been taking the blood from the babies, making databases.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, they have your DNA. They get everybody's DNA.
They make bioweapons.
They can make bioweapons. Yeah. They can develop this is, you know, they can try to reverse engineer life. They can use it for the AI. I mean, they're already mixing. They're trying to do insect brains in these robots. They're trying to replicate the man conscious of mankind. That's what they're trying to do. And they're not going to be able to do that. But what they will be able to do is try to control and de-evolve mankind and then meet it up with robots and have robots and accelerate path and control. That's what I think they will be able to do. And it's pretty obvious that's what they're trying to do.
Okay.
Or as Cody Snodgrass said in an interview 2 days ago, I mean, go to the, please subscribe to our YouTube channel and check that out. You know what happened to their YouTube and our total channel got canceled. Please check that out.
That was an awesome interview. I was mesmerized.
Yeah, that's going to be up on YouTube. I think today Catherine will get it up, but you can check on the website. 2 days ago, the interview with Cody Snodgrass, 1/21/2019. He makes it clear. Look, Cody was offered $1 million cash to blow up the building in OKC. That back, was it 95, I think, was the year that that happened. You know, Timothy McVeigh, all that. Yeah, right. Okay. He turned it down for several reasons. But anyway, he was a contract. He knows all this. Point blank, Cody, what's the plan? What's the end game? Well, you know, with his accent, well, they want to get you all in a chip and control every aspect of your life, complete control with a chip. They're going to chip your grandchildren, and then they're going to have you. They're just going to have you. I mean, let's go to that interview. And so then think about, again, if I should give anybody my DNA. Should I give anybody my DNA?
I'm sure they took it without my knowledge, but at least I didn't fork it over to them.
Blah, 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 blah. Beijing says China and U.S. are mutually indispensable. What does that mean? Why would they even say that? Can they cannot do one without one another. So they have to have one another. I think USA did fine without China for a lot of decades.
They did real well.
Call me crazy, but I think they did pretty good without China.
Yeah.
So we have some empirical evidence that maybe that's not true.
I concur.
Now, China needing America right now, the way that's structured.
Well, they need us way more than we need them.
I believe that.
We owe them a lot of money.
You know, the cryptocurrencies, they've gone up, they've gone down, they've gone crazy. Well, here's a stat for you that tells you anything about the future and where this is going. This, you know, people have come on. Joseph Meyer says, you know, Bitcoin, not dead, but, you know, dead's not the word, but is going to stay depressed. I don't believe it. Am I right? I have no idea. Here's a story out of Zero Hedge. Bitcoin ATMs now number over 4,000 worldwide despite crypto price drop. The price keeps getting completely up and down, crazy, dropped dramatically. But yet all we see are these ATMs going in and more adoption going on. Cryptocurrency use is not diminishing. It's only exploding.
Yeah.
So
as the countries get rid of the dollar, cryptocurrency, I think, is going to pick up.
Very good. Very good. On the other side, a little more news, and then we'll have Eric Madsen coming on. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com. Thank you for your purchases, and I'll tell you about the sales. We have some great sales. We need your purchases. I have to say that, so please think about buying from the good guys. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Day heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back. Eric Madsen is going to join us here in about 10 minutes, just over. A couple more stories. We're going to do a couple health stories. Before I do, yesterday, out of Activist Post, Big Brother digital license plates coming to a state near you. Now, you know about license plates, and you probably have a license plate on your car. Michigan became the second state in the country to roll out the world's first digital license plate. Digital. You know, they can put messages on it. They can put, if your registrations is out or whatever, the police don't even have to look up anything. There'll just be a big X on your digital license plate coming from satellite or 5G or connecting somehow. I mean, I don't know. It didn't explain that in the test. It could be used as a easy pass, on the toll roads, what have you. I mean, can you imagine? Think about the level of control we're just gradually moving into. Cody talked about that, gradualism. Health stories. Ginseng may work better than chemo and radiation. Here's how. Functional mechanism of ginsenosides on tumor growth and tumors, which summarizes the increasingly robust peer-reviewed literature on the role of ginseng in preventing and treating cancer. Within the review, the therapeutic properties of ginseng are discussed in light of the following effects. These ginseng properties, ginsenosides, regulate tumor cell cycle. They induce tumor cell differentiation, so they can't start to conglomerate. They target tumor stem cells. They reduce the product of reactive oxygen species. They suppress tumor angiogenesis. They downregulate the activity of matrix MMP, which is metalloproteinase, on tumor growth. I did not know all this about ginseng. What could do?
I did not either, but I'd take that any day over chemo.
Well, I think that's what a lot of people are learning, isn't it? That, and it's already proven. I mean, it's not even...
Yeah, you don't die of the cancer, you die of the chemo.
Well, yeah, and there's so many examples of types of cancers. They've already done the research. It's conclusive that you have a better chance of life not taking chemo for many cancers.
Yeah.
I mean, if you get diagnosed, you can just look at some of the research, look that up. And again, we're not giving medical advice, but there's some research out there.
Just try some different things.
Yeah.
Do your own research.
Make your own decision. It's your life. Dandelion tea. I never knew dandelion tea.
We used to drink that as a kid. We used to make it.
You used to pick it out in the field?
We did. Right, no, front yard. The pot would make give me a shovel, those little shovels.
Say, go get the dandelions.
Get all the dandelions out. And one day when the kids got all together and we made some dandelion tea.
Oh, that's all. You know, it's funny how we're finding out about dandelions. You know, we think of that as a weed and it just grows like crazy. I mean, think about how amazing that is. It's hard to grow grass sometimes, but you can grow dandelions. I don't care where you are. Those dandelions will grow.
Yeah.
Some things that it helps with. One, it helps soothe digestive problems. It's been used for centuries to help relieve minor digestive problems such as heartburn and indigestion. It may also help relieve constipation. This is out of an article from Mercola. Stimulates bowel movement with a diuretic property. Helps maintain proper liver function. Hmm. It's considered a liver tonic. I did not know that. It helps detoxify the liver. Oh, I did know about some of the detox properties because I know that in the what's the red clover that are real good detoxifiers. It helps reduce water retention, helps improve kidney and gallbladder function. It aids in the management of diabetes. It helps improve heart health because it's a great source of potassium. You know, we had True Odd on yesterday about how important potassium is.
Yeah.
It may provide your body with traces of this essential mineral and reduces the risk of cancer. At least one study shows that dandelion root extract may help to induce cancer cells dying without affecting the non-cancerous cells. That's pretty interesting. It relieves inflammation. Inflammation is a big thing in the body.
Yeah.
Pain, even cancer. I mean, a lot of things have to do with inflammation. Alleviates swelling and what have you. It reduces the risk for obesity. A study published in the Journal of Nutrition Research found that dandelion may add weight loss by inhibiting the activity of pancreatic lipase. In addition to the benefits mentioned above, drinking roasted dandelion root tea may be beneficial for coffee lovers who are trying to cut down on their caffeine intake as it tastes relatively similar to coffee. There you go. You can get off your coffee.
Yeah, well, we did when we made it when we were kids. We didn't like it until we threw sugar in it.
Well, kids like anything with sugar.
And then it wasn't bad.
Is milk healthy? Canada's new food guide says not necessarily. And Coca-Cola, caught influencing health policy, again, increasing obesity. Ginkgo biloba shows potential value in the treatment of over 100 diseases. The more we learn about the medical profession, the more we run back to natural cures and what our great-great-grandparents knew more about.
Yeah, Granny took, a teaspoonful of cod liver oil every day.
Good for what ails you.
And she looked to be 95, I think.
90-something. If it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger. That was her motto. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. Eric Mattson on the other side. Very important interview. Get your paper and pen. This is going to connect some dots for you, I believe. Stay tuned.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the bestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the bestedpill.com. That's T-H-E bestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Wednesday, President Trump said full speed ahead regarding him giving the State of the Union address to Congress. Well, that was before Nancy Pelosi sent a letter saying that his offer had been rescinded to give his State of the Union address since the partial government shutdown is still not resolved. To which President Trump says,
I'm not surprised. It's really a shame what's happening with the Democrats. They've become radicalized.
Stay tuned, as President Trump did say he would have more on that story later Wednesday. Regarding the partial government shutdown, Republican Senator John Barrasso tells Fox News he believes the president is doing what he can to make some fair proposals and compromise.
It funds the government, reopens the government. It secures the border, which is critical to our national security.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
A pioneer in the legal reform movement, recognized as expert in law, and has helped thousands and thousands of people how to learn the law, trustee of Team Law, teamlaw.net. Teamlaw.net is the website. Eric Madsen was on with Joyce many times. We're so glad to have him back, so glad to welcome him to the Power Hour. Welcome, Eric.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Now, we have, many of our listeners have requested you, and then we went back and forth. We finally found a time that we could meet. Really, personally, this is exciting to have you on, exciting interview. I think you're going to illuminate a lot of things that we've discussed. Over the past, year or two, whatever, we've really focused in this program on the idea of the corporate takeover of what we think of as our government. And then what does that put us at? What does that mean to us? What does that mean to most of the people in America, and how important that is? In the middle of this, people are trying to find rightness, trying to find the law, trying to find the Constitution and their place, and where's Thomas Jefferson gone, and what have you. Eric, just give us a brief background on what piqued your interest about all this. Why are you such an advocate at this point?
that favored learning and applying the law. Always believed that it's right and proper to obey, honor, and sustain, and even comply with the law. And believe that as a basic element in life, that in order to live in a civil society such as we might wish we had, you have to have that kind of a basic elemental agreement between all of the people in that society. So, along the way, we have beliefs about how things should be, and I owned, we had a piece of property that we owned, and the next thing we found ourselves in the midst of a lawsuit, and the attorneys around that wanted to help us with the suit were wanting retainers like $75,000, and another one was $25,000, and it probably wouldn't cover it, so we'd probably have to do that twice. And then you get into the basement level of attorneys with their standard prices of, $5,000 retainer. But when you look at their win-loss record, it's, kind of 50-50. And so to have an attorney that would understand the cause and have a chance of prevailing, of course, they wouldn't guarantee that. It was going to cost us more than we were interested in paying. I mean, the house we were dealing with only cost $75,000, so the attorneys wanted $75,000 to protect its ownership. That would raise the cost of that house to $150,000, which we didn't have at the time. So, bottom line, I had to go out and start learning how to learn the law and apply it. And as I did, I ran into land and land patents and land law and the history and the foundation, and discovered the pattern necessary to actually learn the law, and which pattern would give you the ability to apply the law and then to prevail. And suddenly you have that old proverb, they shall know the truth and the truth shall set them free. Suddenly becomes apparent and real, and you can see how it works. It becomes a part of your life.
I would, talking to you, I can see why people have recommended you and your expertise. It's a real pleasure. What I would like to do here first, and we'll probably get into some of these land issues or what have you. When the Constitution was formed, the Bill of Rights, what have you, Thomas, the Declaration of Independence, it became a unique point in history, in my estimation. How unique is the Declaration of Independence and the law that was established at that point?
Well, the Declaration of Independence, other than in Colorado, isn't law, but it is the foundation upon which ultimately the laws of this nation were formed. The Declaration of Independence is simply that, which it states. It's a declaration of independence from the King of Great Britain. And that was a dramatic thing. I saw a publication about the Queen of England the other day showing that the British Empire, or the Commonwealth, as they call it now, has been growing. Back when Queen Elizabeth first became queen, there were 8 nations in the Commonwealth, and now there's over 50 nations in the Commonwealth. And to understand the mechanics of that, Canada is a member of the Commonwealth. And Canada, the entire nation, the entire country, the land is owned by Queen Elizabeth, by Great Britain. It's not owned by Canada or the people of Canada. It's owned by Great Britain, and that's why they call Canada a constitutional monarchy, where we have a constitutional republic, they have a constitutional monarchy. Of course, when we look at that land ownership issue, what had happened is when the Mayflower came over and the people landed here, something very unique in the history of the world had taken place. The King of Great Britain realized that he could benefit as much by retaining ownership of by giving up the ownership of the land instead of retaining the ownership of the land like kings had always done. He could give up the ownership of the land and grant the people that ownership if he had a contract with them that caused them to have to buy their materials from him, and that caused them to be involved in commerce with him from then on. He could get everything that he would get from land ownership from the contracts that he made with those people, and he felt that because nobody would come here to the United States, when you came here to this newly discovered land, they were trying to get to India, and they ran into this massive body of land between India and Europe that is smack in the middle of the ocean between India and it ruined their path. But when they got here, they realized this is a new land, and they started making trips here, but everybody they sent here to colonize died. And so it became well known that if you get assigned to go to the Americas, it's a death sentence. So people would jump ship. They would do all kinds of things to avoid coming here. So they couldn't really establish the colonies very well. So the king got this idea that if he gave up the land ownership, something unique to kings. Kings don't give up land ownership. But if they gave up that control, the land ownership, and gave the people the right of self-government, which with land ownership, you'd have the right of self-government. So he would give them those things, and he did that, and gave them he gave them all of that free at no cost. It was just a grant. And so then they had to pay for their passage, and the terms and conditions for paying for the passage were they had to give 50% of their production for 7 years off of the land. So that way the king got the proceeds from the new land without actually having to own the new land, and the people who were working their own land with their own right of self-government would be giving him 50% of their production. And so that's what they did. And then when the 7 years was up, they formed a constitution, there were three states that were involved by then. They formed a constitution and created the first constitution under which the title United States of America was used, and that was the first constitution of the United States of America. It was done in Hartford, Connecticut, 7 years after the Mayflower. And there were three states involved and three major cities in one in each of those states. And that was the beginning. So that started things. And then when that 7 years was up, they had their interest in the journey paid off. But during that 7 years, they had to buy and do all their trade with Great Britain, and they didn't have any money to do that with, so they had to take loans. And as they formed the states didn't have any money, and the people didn't have any money, so they had to borrow, and the only person they could trade with and borrow from was King of Great Britain, and so he loaned them monies. So the money they were working with here in the United States of America was the English pound, and that stayed that way up until the nation got its own monetary system under the Constitutional Republic. So when you get down to the time of the Declaration of Independence, what had happened was there was the fabled date, April 19th, that has recently been quite a fabled date. Not going into all those details, but that's the date of the beginning of the war between Great Britain and the United States of America, when Great Britain attacked Lexington and Concord in an effort to stop the freedom fighters here in the United States from collecting cannons and guns and powder and shot.
Hold that thought, Eric.
War against Great
Britain. There's the music. By the rude bridge that arched the flood, the breeze to April's flag unfurled. Here once embattled farmers stood and fired the shot heard round the world. April 19th, 1775. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. More with Eric Mattson, thepowerhour.com, teamlaw.net.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin
right
while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. We're talking to Eric Mattson from TeamLaw.net. I'd like to shout out to everybody over at Covenant Love Christian Center for hopefully the people there are able to listen or pass the right table to give CDs to the people. Because what we're going to go through is kind of the detailed points of, you know, from 1775, from us winning the revolution, to how we got to where we are today as a country, and the diversion from that, what we lost, you know, each step, boom, 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 here it is right here for you, so you can understand this. This is, I think, very important. Eric Mattson, of course, talked about the Declaration of Independence. This came after the shot heard around the world, 1775. Eric would say that the Declaration of Independence is not law in most of America. I would disagree. I think it's a charter of our country. I think it is law. If we say it's law, it is law. And at least the idea and the concept of it is law. All the states agreed to it unanimously and declared it. So what is it? What is it if it's not law? I mean, maybe we're just differing. I don't want to go down that rabbit hole too much, Eric. But to me, I think it is a natural law. But anyway, go ahead. Continue where you were. The shot heard around the world.
Well, when we're dealing with the Articles of Federation on that point, not the Articles of Confederation, excuse me, the Declaration of Independence. The Declaration of Independence is exactly what it says it is. It's not law. It's a letter that was agreed to by all of the members from each of the states, and they were states, not colonies. Each one of them agreed, and they agreed to, that they wouldn't send it without being unanimous, and so they finally got unanimity on it, which is a difficult thing to do between them, and they sent it off, okay? And it was a letter to Great Britain saying, this is it. We're not going to put up with any more of your stuff where you are not obeying the law. And that was the problem. Great Britain and the king and its king were not obeying the law. What happened was after the battle there in Boston, at Battle of Bunker Hill, Great Britain pulled out of Boston, and then they moved their headquarters down to New York. And then all kinds of, you know, the same kind of atrocities they were pulling elsewhere, they were pulling down there. So anyway, what happened was more and more of these things happened. What took place after that battle was a little bit of backing off. But then you had what's called the French-American War. France and England were at war, and the French had come into Canada and had romanced the Indians into Canadians up there into attacking the Americans who were from Great Britain, they say, and expanding, and they were going to, you know, the threat, they were going to take over. And so the Indians with the French came to attack America. Well, when that happened, Great Britain being at war with France, and France being at war with America and the Indians, fighting to kick the Americans out, and the Americans, the king came to the salvation. He had the French-American War, and Great Britain joined in as an ally. And with Great Britain's help, we fought off the French and the Indians, and we won. Okay, so when we won, the military force of Great Britain partially went back to Great Britain. It was the world's most powerful military force at the time. They went and largely back to Great Britain, but they started setting up and staging living here in America. And so the things that happened in the encroachment of that after Great Britain came and started usurping power and authority. Great Britain never, and this is not common with the history books you learn when you went to high school, so Great Britain never had governmental authority in this country. Never. It never has. This was never part of Great Britain. It was never British land. It was never Great Britain's. They tried to colonize it. They couldn't. So the king granted the people the title that he'd claimed for discovery. Of course, there's Native Americans here that had to be fought off or treated with. And where the Mayflower landed, they made treaties with them, and they survived. Every place else, they all died. So when you get down to this time of the Declaration of Independence, what had happened was Great Britain had started formulating statutes in Great Britain controlling taxation in the United States, where they had no authority to do this. And they would take people who had altercations with British soldiers who were forcing themselves to live in people's houses and things like that, to instead of taking it up in a court action here in accord with our laws, they'd take them back to Great Britain and hold them accountable there. They would take people and seize them and put them on British ships as slaves. They were doing all kinds of atrocities like this, which is why the Declaration of Independence was written. So the people of this nation got together and through their states, governments, and these were private, independent state governments. They didn't have any formal unity between them. So they got together and they formulated this Declaration of Independence. So it was a founding document. It was something that brought them together for the first time. You had the three states with that original constitution there in Hartford, like I said, 7 years after the Mayflower had landed. But that body did not grow and become the constitution for the whole nation. So after the Declaration of Independence, which was, again, just a letter to Great Britain, it's not law, it refers to foundational law, God's law. That's law. That's foundational, and that's God's law. And the only place I'm aware of where the Declaration of Independence is law is in Colorado. And the reason why it's law in Colorado is in the Enabling Act for Colorado, it actually refers to the Declaration of Independence and its principles as the law base under which the Republic State Colorado is formed. So it's the only Enabling Act I know of that has that reference, and it's the only place in an act in law that makes the Declaration of Independence's principles the basis of law. Every place else, it's felt and believed in, but it's not written into the law where it is in Colorado. So beyond that, when we come down to the war that ensued, they formed the Articles of Confederation. And in the Articles of Confederation, the Articles defined the states as being, quote, sovereign, unquote. Now, sovereignty is a principle of law that started in Genesis 1:28. It actually starts with the creation of man, with Genesis 26 through 28. But where God, in 26 up till 28, it shows the creation of man and the granting of man dominion, agency, and possession. So in Genesis 28, where man is granted dominion over the land, the water, the air, and the things that are in them, that's the final element of sovereignty. Dominion, agency, and possession, those three elements define sovereignty. If you have those three things over a domain of land and the property pertinent to that domain, then you are by definition sovereign, okay? So the Queen of England is sovereign over Canada because she owns the domain. And she owns their monetary system. So she's sovereign. She's got dominion. She's got agency. She's got possession. They have the possession of the property that sits on the land, but she maintains the possession of the land, and they are her subjects sitting on land. We don't have that.
There's the music.
In the United States.
We'll get more of that on the other side of this break. Very good information. And what we've begun to lose in this country, but we can get it back. Stay tuned. PowerHour.com.
Imagine a cold winter blowing outside, yet you are warm and cozy inside with economic, safe, comfortable heating thanks to your Sunair ductless furnace. The Sunair ductless furnace provides your home with comfortable, radiant electric heat that stays near the floor where you are, not on the ceiling where you aren't. It's simple to operate and the most energy-efficient furnace in the world, heating up to 500 square feet for about a dollar a day. Sunair heaters and purifiers are made in America and built to last. To order, call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.